Welcome to the whole scoop.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the whole scoop. This is a health and wellness radio show. Our guests are always highly credentialed in their fields. The goal of this program is to present different and sometimes opposite perspectives to allow the listeners to make informed decisions about what may be the right health approach for them. I am your host, Carol Ferraci. I'm a registered licensed dietitian who has practiced for over 30 years. I'm also the founder of Naturally Nutrition Incorporated, and you can check me out at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. As a healthcare practitioner, it's important to me to provide you highly qualified guests on a variety of topics in order to promote your own health and wellness. Tonight's show is back surgery. Don't get used to that wheelchair. The goal of this show is to provide valuable, credentialed information when faced with making a decision on whether to have back and or spinal surgery. The call-in number is 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to www.thewholescoopradio.com. Tonight, we have Dr. Basilio Pace, a doctor of chiropractic, and Paul Pock, a licensed massage therapist, to discuss alternatives to the traditional back treatments and explain conservative care techniques, along with why surgery may not always be the best option. Dr. Pace is the founder of Total Care of Union City. He is also a chiropractic consultant for Liberty Mutual Insurance, Crawford Insurance, and the RP Medical and Rehabilitation Group of Hasbrouck Heights, New Jersey. He is board certified in the states of New York, New Jersey, and Florida with master's certification in cervical acceleration, deceleration, injuries from the San Diego Spine Research Institute. You'll find him at www.totalcarerehab.com. Paul Pock, who as a massage therapist, and I absolutely love this, out of frustration of attempting to treat people in pain, developed a technique of called cranial unwinding, which has become a widely accepted practice among massage therapists who specialize in pain management. Paul is well known and respected and teaches seminars and workshops throughout the U.S. and Canada, sharing the cranial unwinding technique with fellow therapists. He is a certified core structural integrative therapist and somatic educator and chair mentor to the Board of Massage. You'll find Paul at www.cranialunwinding.com. Again, the call-in number is 347-855-8894. We will be taking questions a little later in the show, and at that point in time, I will call out the last four digits of your telephone number. So if you're listening to the show and you have your phones on mute, if you hear the last four digits of your telephone number, unmute your phone, and when I say hello, caller, please say hello back so that we know that you're there. With that, I'm going to kind of give you an overview of tonight's show. Tonight, we're talking again about back surgery, and we're saying don't get used to that wheelchair. But Dr. Pace, are you with us?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.
Evening. Thank you. Paul, are you with us?
I am here, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you so much for coming on, gentlemen. It's so nice to have you tonight. It really is. You know, I got to tell you, somebody said to me, Carol, you got to have a show on back surgery. And I said, not really sure. I don't know if I really want to do that. And then I started to do some research, and I was just astounded by the research. The research says the complications after having back surgery are just amazing to me. They can be as major as deep vein thrombosis, sepsis, deep wound infections, and even unplanned returns to the OR. And they're calling these minor, but I don't necessarily consider these minor when they might be coupled with some other things like urinary tract infections, pneumonia, superficial slow healing wounds. And that, on a percentage basis, is about 7.5% of the people who have back surgeries, and that percentage, I was amazed to find that that percentage climbs depending on the type of surgery that you have. For me, doesn't that those numbers alone just kind of present an overall quality of life issue for people, and I think if you're in this situation, your quality of life is different than what you knew it to be, and I think that might be where you guys come in. Am I correct about that, Dr. Pache?
Oh, certainly. And what's happening is there's a public perception that surgery is the first step of treating back pain, when in fact it should be the last. And chronic back pain and surgery should be reserved only for specific conditions when there's significant functional limitations and you have a favorable psychosocial profile. Otherwise, you're going to wind up with all these complications, return to surgery, fail back surgery in a lot of these cases. In fact, studies done by other surgeons on second opinion said that almost half the surgeries were unnecessary. So there's an overutilization of a lot of these surgeries because the people really don't know that there are other alternative treatments as effective in the long term for treating these conditions that they have.
So you're saying up to 50% have been found to not be necessary, or could have gone a different route?
By other surgeons, up to 50% of the surgeries were unnecessary and would have benefited with other therapies that are available today.
Wow. Wow, that's just absolutely amazing. When you're it's one thing when you're having issues and you know everybody has a reasonable expectation to have faith in their physicians and their surgeons, and they go and they talk to them and they see them and they say, you need to have surgery. And from what I'm hearing now and what I'm reading, that doesn't necessarily have to be the first option.
No, and a lot of surgeons today are shying away from performing a lot of these surgeries because the results they're getting are not as great as they'd like to be, because the patients afterwards have to have a lifestyle change in order to have proper improvement and further therapy. So that's why a lot of these conditions worsen over time.
Wow, that's just amazing to me. So when you see that, when they come into your office, what's the kind of thing that you do? Do you hear they're gonna that I've been told to have surgery or I've had surgery? Like on the percentage basis, I'm assuming you're about at 50% on that too, 50-50?
No, actually, a lot of my patients are acutely injured after some kind of trauma, work-related, accident-related, motor vehicle-related trauma, and they have disc injuries. And I began using the decompression therapy, the Acuspina decompression table from North American Medical, to provide decompression treatment for these injured discs. And we've had tremendous results with treating the injured discs and getting the patients better without surgery, also in conjunction with pain management, acupuncture, massage. Altogether, these therapies get the patients better in most cases. And in some of the cases, we'll see the patients after surgeries. But if they've had instrumentation put in, infusions, then it wouldn't be a candidate for the decompression therapy. But they would still be candidates for the other therapies, like the cranial unwinding, cranial sacral technique, the massage, the acupuncture. They'll still benefit from that, because a lot of times their pain that they have is not just related to the disc but to the other structures, the facet joints, the ligaments, the musculature. That all has to be stabilized and strengthened. Otherwise, they're going to continue to have limitation in their movement and limitations in their strength and continued disability and spinal degeneration, which is a process that we continually have to work at keep from getting worse, just like, you know, we need to exercise.
Right. And so, and this is kind of a question for both of you, but so when someone has a fusion surgery, I know from personal experience, just from having people that are close to me have those types of surgeries, they're having severe difficulties, and their quality of life is completely different than what they knew it to be. And you're saying once they have the surgery, they're no longer a candidate for the type of therapy that you do, Dr. Pache? And so secondarily, because it's a question to both of you, does that mean then that, Paul, you can step in with cranial, with the cranial unwinding, and Dr. Pache, you have other therapies that can help these people? Because I don't believe after a while that they think there is any help. And then you have complicating co-issues like depression and et cetera, that have to be dealt with.
Of course. No, there are other therapies available. If you can't do the decompression therapy, there's the chiropractic therapy, physical therapy, acupuncture, flexion distraction that will be performed on the patients, along with massage and core stabilization and proper nutrition, anti-inflammatory diet, which you know about. And that all helps the patient recover. And it's all necessary in order to get them to that healing phase. Otherwise, they will not improve.
But there, I guess the question is then, and I want everyone to understand that, because I know that we have some callers that are in this particular situation listening diligently, and they want to hear that there is hope. And, guys, I'm hearing from having talked with both of you prior to this, I know that you've got therapies that actually present hope for these guys, for these people, and you've seen results. Is that not true?
Oh, it's totally true. In fact, research shows that conservative care outperforms surgical results over the long term without the morbidity and complications. So if we stick to the conservative therapies for the less severe cases, you're going to get wonderful results without the cost and without the morbidity to the patients. And you improve the quality
Paul,
of life.
What about you? Yeah, that's exactly what people need to hear, because you know, if they're told by a surgeon that their only option is surgery, how do they find you guys? How do they know that they can trust what you have?
Well, referrals are a great source. You know, for me, you know, that's I'm strictly word of mouth. I don't do a lot of advertising. In fact, none. You know, and I'm just strictly a word of mouth guy. But you know, for me personally, I was involved in a serious accident and fell off a roof, and I have 6 ruptured herniated discs and 3 in my neck and back, and I have, you know, some other issues with my low back. I have a grade 2 spondylolisthesis, and you know, I'm not, you know, if you saw my MRIs or my X-rays, you'd think, oh wow, this poor guy. But you know, I'm very active. I'm pain free. I in the competitive paddleboarder. I win lots of races, and you know, I live a very extremely active lifestyle. You know, not, you know, I'm not wheelchair bound or, you know, in any sort of, you know, pain. It's you know, what the good doctor was saying. You know, it's a matter of maintenance, and it's a matter of doing the conservative therapies that actually work. You know, the back is an amazing thing. They did studies where they took, you know, several thousand people, and they did MRIs, and some people, you know, and X-rays, and then some people had back problems, and other people didn't have back problems. And when they, you know, but they'd have them all go in and have the doctor and tell the doctors, oh, I have back pain. And they would do X-rays or the MRIs, and then the doctors say, well, you have an MRI because you have this ruptured disc, or you have this, or you have that. And the people who didn't have back pain had the same, statistically, the same amount of ruptured discs and issues in their back as the people that did have back pain. So there was no statistical difference. The only difference was, you know, kind of activity or, you know, lifestyle or, you know, according to Dr. Sorna, who wrote a great book, you know, it's all in your head. You know, it's the emotional aspect of what's going on with your back. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, you exercise, you get massage, you get chiropractic, you get acupuncture, and you aggressively, you know, rehab your back. And, you know, you can have an, I have an amazing life, you know, and I'm not supposed to, you know, if you look at what I had, my doctor calls me a miracle. Like, I don't know how you do it. It's like, I do, I work hard and I, you know, and I don't settle for the less.
Well, you know, and
that's a great story.
That is an absolutely wonderful
story. A great role model. Great role model. People
absolutely
need to know that.
You're like the you are the person for this particular show to show people to actually be the role model. You're right, Dr. Pache. It's amazing that Paul, and I know for a fact that the work that you do as a massage therapist, the type of massage that you do is not an easy thing to do all day long, especially if you have those particular issues. So,
Dr. Pate's, you know, the spinal decompression, done it many times. You know, it's like I'm living proof of what he does and what I do works.
It really
works. That's why I'm in this field. I'm in this field because my father is a surgeon, believe it or not. I was a pre-med student, and I fell off a roof, 15 feet off a roof, under a rock the size of my head in the middle of my back, and was in horrible pain. And, you know, figuring out how to get out of it was really the problem. I was just disgusted with the orthopedic surgeons, with the whole medical model of how to get this done, and it was through massage, chiropractic, and acupuncture that I got well. So I'm, you know, I'm a rootin' tootin' stomping like this is what works. Do it. And, you know, no bigger believer than me.
Fabulous. And Dr. Pache, as it relates to conservative treatment, did Paul pretty much nail it, or is there more to know?
Oh, he's right on. Particularly with treating the disc and those type of injuries, because it takes a long time for that to heal and to reestablish itself. And an injured disc is not going to grow new again like a broken bone. So you have all those structures that are affected, the joints, the spinal joints, the meninges that he works on with the massage. There's adhesions, and all these structures produce different types of pain, changes in the biomechanics, changes in the physiology of the spine, and creates all sorts of pain patterns that you have to constantly work on in order to rehabilitate it. And when you do, you get tremendous results like he's had. So just because you have disc injuries doesn't mean you're going to be disabled. And even after, if you do require a surgery, if you continue with the conservative care and the exercise and the activities, you'll have tremendous improvement compared to where you were, and improve the quality of life, and you can get back to almost being normal. So there is hope. It just requires work and a lifestyle change, and it's not an easy fix. It's a long-term, you know, commitment.
Right. Yeah, that's fabulous. I got to take care of a little bit of a technical business here. For anybody who's just tuned in, you are listening to The Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio, where we focus on health and wellness issues and provide you with current information from highly qualified health and wellness professionals. Our goal is to present more than one side so that you, the listener, will be able to make an informed decision. I'm your host, Carol Ferraci. You can find me at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. Tonight, we're talking to Dr. Pache, a chiropractor with the Total Care of Union City, and Paul Pock, a licensed massage therapist who specializes in cranial unwinding. And tonight's topic is back surgery. Don't get used to that wheelchair. The call-in number is 347-855-8894. And we'll be taking questions at the end a little bit later. And you can also give us a comment or a question at www.thewholescoopradio.com. Okay, that being said, so I think that's just fabulous, because I think most people who have these issues think that there's absolutely no hope. Their hope is the surgery, and then they're unpleasantly surprised at the other end of that surgery. And then if you go back to it, you're talking about the complications, that I mentioned earlier. And then when they have those particular complications and they're still not moving well and they're still not particularly sure about where their life is taking them, or they're not working like they used to, or they're not working at all, then we have another issue, and that's pain management. So where do you come down on that with pain management, and how do you help them manage that? Dr. Pache?
Well, you have to help them any way you can, particularly with, you have to treat the pain, which is one thing, and you have to treat the damaged structures, which is another thing. And doing both together in a multidisciplinary approach gets the best results. So I usually work with pain management specialists. Sometimes they perform epidurals. Sometimes they do facet injections for acute pain. It provides short-term relief. Patients are able to get more functional during that time. I'll put them on a decompression table. We'll do acupuncture at the same time. So you hit them with everything to get them out of pain, to break that pain cycle, and they get good results. But again, pain management is often overutilized. People think that an epidural is going to fix their problem, fix the disc, and it doesn't. That's not what it's there for.
It's an emergency intervention, and it's critical. I mean, I've had all of those things that the good doctor talked about. I've had all of those things, and but we both know that if you don't get out and you don't begin to exercise, or you don't begin to watch your diet, or you don't begin to change your lifestyle, it doesn't matter if you have surgery. You're headed right back to where you're gonna have another surgery if you're lucky, or you're just going to be in chronic pain. But it becomes a lifestyle choice. Like, how do you want to live your life? And we both, the good doctor and I both know that, we're part of a team. We're not the Lone Rangers. We're part of a team that gets you well. And that's the approach.
Please, go ahead, Dr. Pache. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. With pain, you have to treat it aggressively initially, otherwise it becomes chronic pain. So that's why the intervention is important initially with pain management and different injections and medication. There's different therapies also available with it used to be the TENS units, but there are other products out there now that provide pain relief without medication. That patients can use at home also. They're non-invasive. And these are all things we didn't have years ago that patients can use today.
So in your opinions, are there times when surgery is indicated?
Oh, definitely. When you have loss of function and muscle weakness with radiculopathy, and if you begin to damage the nerve and you get muscle atrophy, it's time for surgery.
Okay.
Or if there's structural instability, it's time for surgery. Otherwise,
yeah,
you have more damage.
Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just agreeing. There are times when I had a client call me up and said, I was playing tennis and when I, threw the ball up in the air, my arm went dead and numb, and I can't feel anything. And, if she had said, my arm I got a stinger in my arm and my arm hurt, I'd be like, come on in, let's take care of that. But, I knew immediately, okay, don't pass go. Do not collect, $200. Go to the emergency room right now. When your arm is completely dead and completely numb and non-functional, this is not, this isn't, this isn't a massage issue at that point.
Yeah. The thing is that are there symptoms prior to getting to that point that may indicate surgery so that they don't have to actually get to that extreme?
Well, sure. Well, it depends on the case. If you're treating a trauma, initially you might have severe pain, and then you have to wait and see how the patient responds, if they improve, and if the function returns. But a lot of the times these conditions develop over time, and they're chronic pain problems, and the person is seeking relief from the chronic pain. So they seek out the surgeon, they seek out the pain management doctors, and sometimes it's not done in a multidisciplinary approach. So they see the commercial on TV, and it's, oh, great, I can go get my back fixed over the weekend, and I'll be back as good as new on Monday. And it's not the case.
So
it'd be nice if it worked.
It would be wonderful.
It'd be great, but it's just not how it works.
It's not how it works.
So they're not going to be on their paddle boards like Paul? They're not going to be out there like Paul? They have to do some different kind of work? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the more active people have the best results when it comes to treatment, whether they have surgery or not. So if you're active before your injury or the condition and you want to maintain that, then you're going to probably do better in your overall therapy. That's what the studies show also. And even with post-surgical patients, the active patients did the best.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
That does make sense. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah.
I was going to just say that's a point.
I have a saying is if you recover from nothing, you recover from nothing. And part of the exercise is the recovery processes of rebuilding the connective tissue and rebuilding the facets and the movement of the tissue, the proper movement, or biomechanics, and restoring those. And, if you don't do that, then your body has no reason. It will simply, continue to along the old patterns. And if you don't establish new neural networks, with your therapies, then you didn't establish new neural networks with your therapies, and you're going to have the same result.
That's totally correct. You continue to have that degeneration. It just continues. You don't stop it. You don't reverse it. And it can be reversed. The spine can be improved. I used to rehab 90-year-olds in the nursing homes, and they weren't able to walk, and they were in a wheelchair. And after a couple of weeks of exercise and physical therapy, had them running around again. So,
exactly.
With a little work, you can go a long way.
Yeah, we talk about degeneration as if, we have degenerative disc disease. Well, no, it's called aging, And if you don't do anything about, the degeneration, we all degenerate if we don't move.
That's correct.
There's no mystery here. It's not like, ooh, that's a mystery. No, it's not. It's work.
That's right. And spinal degeneration begins when you have poor biomechanics, improper movement in the spine. So when you restore the normal movement to the spinal segments, you reverse the degeneration, you correct it, and you keep that problem from getting worse.
And there's nothing better to correct those degenerations than chiropractic. That's what chiropractic is all about. It's like, let's restore the joint movements. Let's restore that. I mean, this is brilliant. This is ancient, old information that's just, it works.
So to be clear, guys, for those people that are listening that may not be familiar with chiropractic techniques and with massage, and they're used to just seeing their surgeons, what you guys are talking about is allowing the body to give the body the option and the tools necessary to start to heal itself. Is that what I'm understanding? And it's
totally
possible.
Correct.
It's more than possible, right? It's probable.
Oh, no, it's definite. That's the whole premise of what we do.
Okay.
To maximize the body's function to heal itself. And
okay. So if I were a brand new person, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If I were a brand new person that is new to any of this, and I just knew that, I had a car accident I've been told that I need surgery. And so my surgeon says, I've got to do that fusion. And I'm not really convinced that I need to do that, but I don't know where to go. So I just, pick up the phone and call a chiropractor or look at, talk to a friend or whatever. But at the same time, my point is this. Maybe five pointers on what they should ask or things that they should hear from that practitioner that they call so that they know they're calling the right person.
Well, particularly for motor vehicle accidents, there's a whole certification program, postgraduate, for doctors who treat those kind of injuries. So you can look for those certifications online to see what kind of training they had for treating those injuries. And then if they work with other professionals, multidisciplinary approach with, you know, pain management, physical therapy, acupuncture, you're going to get the best results.
Okay. And so, Paul, I know that you see these people a lot before they have it. They're making a decision. They're seeing you. What kinds of things do you tell them to look for when they're calling people?
Well, you know, I think, you know, for me, you know, word of mouth, you know, like you is typically, you know, like a good referral. But, you know, again, look for the certifications. Ask some questions, you know, like, you know, can I expect a result when? None of this is, you know, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, none of it's magic. It's just good work, and it's resetting the proprioceptive nervous system to do something different. And so don't go in expecting, like, oh, I'm going to get one treatment, I'm going to be okay. It's like, no, it's a process. You know, it's like exercise. You don't exercise one time and go, oh, I'm well now. And or I'm in shape. It's like, no, you over a period of time, you get there. And so know that, you know, just look for, you know, does this person bold and have a good reputation? You know, are they, you know, are they certified to do what they're doing? And, you know, and I go a lot on personal reference, like, you know.
Right. And so if it's a personal reference, you know, a lot of times, and understand that the premise of this show is to provide as much information to people as we can to help them make really good informed decisions, and you guys are given fabulous information. But I'm taking it from the perspective of the person that really doesn't know what else to do and is just sort of saying, hey, you know what, I'm in pain. My doc is saying this. I don't know. Everybody that I know has had this is not good. But my neighbor down the street said she went to this guy, and this guy is, you know, like the best in the world. But at the same time, I don't really know that. And she doesn't really have a background to tell me that. So, you know, is there a focal point? Like, would they just pick up, nobody picks up the phone book anymore, but do they go online and just look and call? Or, you know, will those certifications stand out when they're listed? And if so, that's the key point, right, from I'm hearing from both of you. They have to be certified in the area in which they're looking. Is that correct?
Well, that definitely helps. And one way patients can access that information, they can ask their own personal physician if they have one. And a lot of times they'll recommend some of the docs that they work with. We work closely with other medical doctors, osteopaths, you know, pain management docs, and they'll recommend you. And so they have an idea, and then they can do further research. It's so easy now, you know, you go online and get the information.
Okay.
So that helps also.
All right, great. Let me just do this business. I know we have a couple of new callers that I see coming up, so let me just refresh for people who are just tuning in. You are listening to the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio, where we focus on health and wellness issues and provide you with the current information from qualified, highly qualified health and wellness professionals. And our goal is to present more than one side so that you, the listener, will be able to make an informed decision. I am your host, Carol Ferraci. I'm a licensed registered dietitian, and you can find me at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. We're taking questions and comments at www.thewholescoopradio.com, and the call-in number is 347-855-8894. Tonight we're talking about back surgery. Don't get used to that wheelchair, and we're talking with Dr. Basilio Pache and Paul Pock. Dr. Pache is a doctor of chiropractic, and Paul Pock is a licensed massage therapist who specializes in cranial unwinding. So, back to this whole thing. You know, it's really, really important for, I really honestly see this particular topic as being one where most people don't think they have any options. And so I think you guys are providing absolutely fabulous information, and you're not just giving information. I do believe, honestly believe, that you're providing hope to people. And not just hope, but promise of restoration. And I think that promise of restoration is one that is just absolutely huge. I don't know too many people who have that. In fact, I have a cousin who's been struggling with this for years and has not been able to work. And he, prior to this, was exceptionally viable, always active. And now he just doesn't even want to come out of the house. Now he's just like, what's the point? And I've seen that more often than not. So really, I know you guys are you know, really just talking about what you do, but Paul, you in particular, with your own personal story and the things that you do, I know you personally, so I know that you lead a fabulous life, and you do, you are exceptionally active. So that being said, I would really like for you maybe to talk a little bit about cranial unwinding and the cranial sacral techniques. And Dr. Pache, maybe you can, I know you do acupuncture as well. Are these techniques the first steps to someone that has pain issues or particular back issues that will may eventually require surgery if not attended, or are we talking about just mainly trauma and, you know, traumatic issues like car accidents?
Well, that's a good point. But people with low back pain initially don't seek us out. They'll go to their primary physician first. And the primary physician just loves to handle chronic low back pain. As you know, they will prescribe their medication or some physical therapy, and then they send them out. So the patient winds up having the same problem long term and develops more pain and starts getting depressed, and you have a whole problem there. Same thing if the patient goes in after a motor vehicle accident, the primary physician is not going to deal with that long term. So if they access us first, they do much better, because we're in a position to help them with their acute problems and their chronic problems, and work with their primary physician with the medications and follow-up treatment and diagnostic imaging and testing that you might need to work up what exactly they need for treatment to get better. Because in actuality, maybe 10% of the population will access chiropractic and massage first, and the rest aren't being treated. We're not seeing the population, and we can really help more people if they just came to us.
Yeah, great point. Paul?
Yeah, what he said, you know, that I think that, you know, a lot of your, you know, your general practitioners, they'll, you know, they're good at prescribing drugs, but that's, you know, that's, it's treating a symptom, and it's certainly not treating the cause of, you know, the problem. And it's, you know, there are times when it's absolutely necessary to break the pain cycle. You know, it's extremely helpful, but it's mm-hmm. it's one part of that. You know, the cranial unwinding is an energetic technique that I've developed. That, you know, it's a weird thing to describe, but it's a different listening than the classic cranial therapy. But it's about, you know, working with the body's own homeostatic mechanisms to reset, to give the body a reset. Like, okay, let's reset this. And, you know, these type of therapies are very effective at resetting, the pain trauma, trauma in the body. And, it takes time and it takes work, but it's extremely doable. It's just, you know, you just have to, decide that this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you free up those pathways and they have decreased pain, and you take away those adhesions in the meninges and around the whole nervous system, and the whole body starts to work better. So it's critical. And touch and massage it and what you do is so important. That's why chiropractic and osteopathic medicine work so well, too, because, you know, you're manipulating, you're touching the patient, you're mobilizing the spine, you're mobilizing the lymphatics, you're reducing adhesions in the muscles, and that's what it takes when you're having these chronic pain situations, whether it's disc, facet, because it's multifactorial most of the time. It's not just a disc or a joint that's causing the pain. It's everything altogether.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, let's take a couple of calls here because I know we've had some people that are hanging on and wanting to ask their questions. So let's see what we've got. We've got caller 4585.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a year ago, I just moved here from Houston, and I just kind of want to throw this out as far as the drug, the medication, and the pain relief. Physician in Houston had me on a certain dosage, and it allowed me to get up and move around. I played golf a couple times a week, real active. I moved back to Central Florida. And with all the drug problems, I had a real hard time of finding a doctor that would, he actually gave me the medicine, the Tremadol, but he's cut it in half. And that just, I just barely make it through the day. I've gained 40, 50 pounds in a year, and the pain's gotten worse. And it's just the drug, there's a happy medium in there for the drugs. And we're just... Everybody's addicted to drugs now is what they're saying, and they're not using them correctly is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
You're absolutely right. We see a lot of that. Patients in pain are not getting the treatment they need because of the federal regulations. Doctors are afraid to prescribe. Chiropractors don't have that issue because we don't prescribe medication, but we see how you suffer. And it's very important to work with the proper pain management specialist to get the medication that you need so you can function. It's very important. And you're not the only one suffering like that. It's an epidemic. People who have chronic pain need to be medicated. They need their medication, and they're not getting it a lot of the times. And Tramadol is a great medication for what you have.
And and also the Tramadol works in with heart medicine also to where – 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we had Celebrate, which did the same thing. It counteracted some of the stiffness and muscle pain that you get from the heart drugs that the Tramadol takes care of and helps with. And why did it get picked up and wrapped up with all these other opium drugs? And it's not even an opium.
It's a problem in our society because they're trying to combat drug abuse, and in the meantime, the people who need the medication are not getting it. So the pain management people are suffering, and it's a burden to the doctors and to the patients. It really is.
And maybe that's a topic for another show. Maybe we need to.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Pache would be great. You know, it'd be great to have you back, and we can talk about that particular issue alone because it sounds like it's just a huge issue that maybe more than just one person needs information on. So thank you for calling. And yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And we'll put that on the note list to look at. So we're going to go to the next caller. That would be caller 3805. They just hung up. Okay. Let's try. There it is. 3805. You're on the air. Hello, 3805? Okay. Let's move to caller 0703. 0703? You're on the air. Okay. Well, it looks like we may, you know, we had this issue the last time. We had this issue with trying to get people to release the calls, and I'm not sure what end it's on, so I'm going to try this one more time on 3805. 3805. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. Well, we're going to have, it looks like we're having that technical difficulty again. I can try one more and then we're going to move on. 8055?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air?
Yes.
Hi, do you have a question?
Well, my mom has back pain in her lower back, and we can't seem to figure out what to do to make it go away.
And has she been suffering with this for a while, I'm assuming, for you? I mean, it's pretty commendable that you're listening to our show to try to help your mom, so thank you for that. But I'm assuming it has to have been for quite a long time for you to do that, for you to be so intently listening. So, guys, what would you suggest if someone's having chronic issues would you start with one of your other therapies, the massage, the, you know, what would you do?
Well, the first thing I would ask is, what have you done?
Right.
What have you been doing for it?
Well, we go to the doctor frequently. She's on quite a few different medications for pain, but they don't really seem to do anything. It makes her very tired. She doesn't really want to do much during the day. So, she has been to a chiropractor before, but it didn't go very well.
Okay, so she's tried some of that approach, but maybe that person's not certified. From what we've learned tonight, maybe that person wasn't certified to handle a particular situation that she may have. Do you know that, does she have a particular diagnosis? Do you know if she has, like, if a doctor has told her what specifically is wrong with her?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
All
right.
They just giving her different medications, telling her that she needs to take them.
Okay. Paul, it sounds to me like maybe you could do a little releasing on that, or possibly, you know, depending on what might be the issue, and maybe she needs to get to a doctor and maybe see if there is a diagnosis.
It's always dangerous to, try to figure stuff out over the phone or over the radio. But, the first thing I would think, chiropractic is, awesome. I use it in, I don't know who the chiropractor was. A lot of times you need to do the decompression therapy. You need to have, the spine decompressed, or you need to have, the soft tissue worked on. In order to get it to release. There's a whole myriad of things that, that really would need a little more detail as to what all that you've done that before I could really figure out, what will we do next?
Yeah, she would need a proper evaluation by another physician. If it didn't work well with the other doctor, find another doctor that works well with her and get a proper evaluation to see what she needs to do next. If she needs imaging studies and therapy and massage, those are all things that can be done after she gets a proper evaluation. So that's the first thing you need to do, is get a good evaluation from another doc, and they can help her.
Don't
Great.
Give up. Never give up, ever. Just keep, it's like there are so many options out there, from acupuncture to chiropractic to massage to yoga. The thing is, what I've noticed, from my injuries is, if something doesn't work, you'll find out real quick. Then do something else, but don't
that's
stop.
Right.
Don't stop.
Well, I think that's
you don't have to live with
that's
it.
That's good advice, you guys. And I think for our caller, I think it's commendable that you're trying to help your mom, but I think the bigger issue is that your mom really needs to see somebody and get evaluated. And then once she's evaluated, then some of these techniques will probably more than likely help her. So thank you so much for calling. And We do have a question from the web, and the question is this. My husband has always had issues with spinal stenosis. Can this conservative treatment and cranial unwinding help, or should he expect to just live in pain?
Well, that's a great question. You know, spinal stenosis is a tough thing to treat, but as long as you treat it, you're going to get relief. But you need a lot of treatment. Decompression works on stenosis as long as you keep working on it. Otherwise, there are new techniques today for stenosis that they actually go in and do these microsurgeries to enlarge the canal, and that works very well for severely stenosed areas. Otherwise, you're going to get permanent nerve damage. So that's an indication for surgery if it's severe. If it's not severe, then the other therapies will help.
Okay.
But
so
you have to be aggressive. You have to be aggressive, and you have to treat it. Your medication alone is not going to work.
Okay, so if for this particular lady who's calling about her husband and spinal stenosis, something popped into my head for this too. Does age have anything to do with this? I mean, is this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Stenosis gets worse as you age. So as you could have stenosis when you're young, like our famous quarterback Peyton Manning had. Congenital spinal stenosis, and he had surgery in his spine and went back to play as a quarterback, which is amazing. I thought his career would be over, and he's out there playing. He's doing fantastic.
So he's playing professional football with spinal stenosis.
Yeah, and he had corrective surgery, and he came back to play. Man, he's
wow.
So it's amazing what they can do today.
Well, does that not fit into what you guys were talking about? The more active you are, the better chance of healing and the quicker chance you have of restoring life. Does that fit in as well?
Oh, no doubt. And you know he has every therapy available to him. So he's getting therapy,
right,
exercise, everything to stay functional.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
go ahead.
So I was going to say I have, you know, several stenotic areas in my neck, and I'm not a surgical candidate, you know, by choice. I don't need to be at this point, but no, it's, you know, if it's mild, you know, if you treat it mild to moderate, you can treat it, you know, conservatively with you know, chiropractic massage, you know, decompression, acupuncture. And, you know, I've had tremendously good results, you know, and if it's severe, then, you know, a severe case of stenosis is relatively, you know, I'm not going to say it's an easy surgery, but it's very fixable. And it's not like they're guessing, like, oh, I wonder where it is. No, they can see it. You know, they know what to do. They're very good at fixing it.
You know, when you're getting
wow.
neurological deficits and motor weakness, you got to do something. Otherwise, it's going to have permanent damage,
right.
Irreversible.
That's an
you know,
excellent
we
point.
Have just
that's
a
what, you know,
minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's an excellent point. You know, if he's having, you know, motor function problems or, you know, really severe radiculopathy or anything like that, you know, he needs to get that, you know, he needs to get that looked at, you know. But no, he
right.
does not have to live, period. I'm not. He doesn't have to. There's nothing different about me. I'm not Superman. I'm just a guy that, you know, refuses to give up.
Right, right. Well, and you know, that brings me to another point. We have another question on the net, and it's a good question. It's how does someone start exercising when it hurts, when they're in pain? And I'm gonna assume that's a stepped approach. Is that not correct?
Yes, that's correct. And when you start exercising, even when you're not injured, you're going to be sore, it's going to be achy, it's going to hurt, you're not going to like it very much. So you have to work into it, you have to do it properly, and that's what the therapists are for. They teach you how to exercise, and you do a little bit at a time, and there's some, you know, over-the-counter stuff you could take if you need to, or there's medications that they can give you to ease you into it. That's what the pain management is for, so you can go back into a routine. and the massage, and you work into it with the other therapies.
The point is that you do it under the supervision of the professional, and you do it stepped so that you don't try to overdo it, and you can ease into it and develop as you go on to a positive.
Sure, so you don't make it worse. You can easily make it worse.
Yeah, I know that for a fact, too, by the way.
I feel better. I'm going to lift this refrigerator.
and yes, exactly right. And shockingly enough, it didn't work out real well,
No. Now I can't put on my socks.
and that's called wisdom. You'll find out real quick what you can't do, and then you shouldn't do that,
And that's a great point, too. You stop where you need to stop. We have just a few minutes left, so I think if we just take – I wanted to hit one thing in the next just minute, maybe the next minute. You mentioned before it's watch what you eat. Doc, do you want to touch on that a minute, on the types of foods to stay away from?
Nutrition is so important. Reducing inflammation, you can do it without medication. You got to get off the sugars, the simple carbs, go back to a natural diet, eat stuff that grows from the ground. If you can't read the ingredients on a box, don't eat it, simple stuff like that. Get back to some good vegetables.
If you don't know what it is, don't eat it. Yeah.
If you can't read it, don't eat it.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's really great advice. So if we were just to recap tonight, we would say stay active. If you can't read it, don't eat it. exercise under the guise of the supervision of the healthcare professional, and stay as active as you can be. Is that what I'm hearing?
And it works. Keeps you young.
Every time.
I think this has been fabulous information, and I think we have an adjunct to this with the pharmaceutical issues and pain management. So, Dr. Pache, I'd be honored if you'd come back and
we
can
talk
about that.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for coming tonight. I wanted to you guys were just fabulous, a lot of fabulous information. I want to make sure that everybody knows that our next show will be February 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that show is going to be Your Heart, Go Ahead and Eat at McDonald's. And we will have Dr. Edward Kirsch, the Chief of Cardiology at St. Luke's Hospital, San Francisco, and Dr. Christopher Bump, Doctor of Chiropractic Medicine in Vernon, New Jersey, and who also has a master's degree in clinical nutrition. We're looking forward to that show, and we're just absolutely thrilled that tonight's show was. I just think that there's so much more to talk about here. So, guys, thank you.
Can't wait to the next show.
Do you want to? Are there any points that we didn't hit tonight that you want to just like kind of spurt out at people and let them see it, let them hear it? No, we did good.
Well, don't give up.
I can't think of anything. I think the main thing is don't give up.
Don't
keep
give up.
Going. You can get through it. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's out there.
Okay. So what we've got to recap is stay active, eat right. If you can't read it, don't eat it. Exercise and don't give up. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. When even just from what I described with my cousin, I mean, I can't help but think that there's a piece of him that's just given up. And I see it a lot in people with this particular situation. So I think that's just absolutely sage advice. Thank you so very much. We're gonna sign off at this point and say thank you and see you on February 12th with Go Ahead, Your Heart, Go Ahead and Eat at McDonald's with Dr. Edward Kirsch and Dr. Christopher Baum. Good night, and
have
we'll
a great
see you next
night,
time.
Everyone. Good
have
night.
A nice night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Anybody listening?